Got blue on.
Get the girls' night. I grew up in Butte, Montana, the home of Evel Knievel, if you know where that is. And I nobody else was saved in my family. I got saved when I was 16 years old. I was going to an Assembly God church in Butte, and I had some people in high school invite me, and I went Sundays, and I knew I should get saved. They kind of presented the gospel, I think. I don't remember. It was the 80s.
That was a while ago.
And then they had some special meetings, and they invited me to it. I said, I should go. So I went to these special meetings. People were, like, getting healed or getting hit on the head and fall down and get healed or something. But I sat in the front because I knew I had to get saved, and I sat really close to the front so it wouldn't be a long trip down the aisle to get saved. And I accepted Christ when I was 16 in my junior high school, and I kept going to this Assembly of God church, really wanting to learn the Bible, and I didn't. I wanted to. I didn't even learn any basic stories like what you guys learn in Sunday school. I didn't even learn that. Because they'd have teen Sunday school, and everybody would be reading out of their version. And say, oh, well, what does yours say? Okay, well, what does your version say? And it was just confusion. I didn't learn anything. And the pastor was an older man, and he used to preach out of the King James, and I went there for a few years, and then by the time I left, he was reading out of a magazine for a sermon on Sunday morning. And I was like, wow. And then I went to Dillon, Montana, which is about an hour south, to college. And I'd go home on the weekends. And Dillon is a small town, but if you go a little farther south, that's where John and Bev Krause are. They are, like, out in the middle of nowhere. And I went one weekend, I didn't go home, and somebody said, hey, they're having, like, a Bible study on Saturday, I think it was. And it's like, you know, okay, I went to it. And so I did the same thing. You know, I had my brand new NIV with a really nice cover. And then he was, like, teaching the Bible. I said, well, my NIV says such and such. And I don't think he said anything right then, but he gave me a tape. And it was Pastor Sturgeon. And he had this college ministry, and he went to the college and had a Bible study right there on campus. And he gave me this tape about the King James. And I took it back to my dorm room. And I had my mom's old King James Bible, and I had my brand new NIV with a nice cover that I spent my own money on, which means a lot when you're, you know, don't have much money. And I put the tape in, and I went through the verses. I read the one in the NIV, the one in the King James. I'd, like, pause it if it took me too long, and I went through verse after verse. And I think he was reading of another version, too, like the Living Bible, where they actually have swear words in the Old Testament, I think, from what I remember. And I was like, oh, the Living Bible's really bad. And then he's talked about one that says, now here it has Jesus and talking about his father being Joseph. And here he's supposed to be the Son of God. And I go, oh, that's not good. That's pretty bad. And then I started going, wow, my new NIV is not the Word of God. And so I ended up going to that church. And I hung around some friends in the first semester, and the second semester I started hanging around these other people. And some of them were these crazy, like, Ruckmanites, and I didn't even know who Ruckman was. And they invited me to their church. Well, that was Sturgeon's church, not that a different pastor in Montana, not the one who's coming for revival. And I went to that church, and I gave him back his tape, and he said, I thought I'd never see you again. Because he didn't think I'd have an open heart and actually understand it and want to believe the King James Bible. And then I went there and I found out about the charismatic movement being wrong. You shouldn't speak in tongues, because all my teenage friends spoke in tongues. And I actually prayed for it, and I never got it, because I said, Lord, if you want me to, I want to speak in tongues. And I never got it, which I'm really thankful for that I didn't. And I found out tongues is wrong and all that healings stuff that they did in the special meeting, all the charismatic movement. And then since I'm starting to believe the King James Bible now I'm learning the Bible. After spending 2-3 years in the Assembly of God Church comparing all the versions and still not learning anything. And then I started believing the King James Bible and believing it's the Word of God, because God said He preserved His Word in Psalm 12. Did He lie? That's one thing God can't do. God can't lie. And, well, is God strong enough to preserve His Word? Well, my God is. I guess there's a lot of people out there who think God can't preserve His Word. And they don't think they have it. It's the originals. It's out there somewhere. And so I kept growing and growing. I went to his Bible Institute and memorizing the Bible. I mean, I'm sure people can memorize the NIV and all that and quote it. And then when I first met my husband, I wrote him a letter and I told him I believed the King James Bible, because I didn't want to have a husband that didn't believe the Bible the way I did. So, teens, if you marry somebody who doesn't believe the Bible, which I know somebody who did, and they argued almost every day. She didn't believe the Bible, and he did, and they argued every day. So, you know, marrying a lost person is one thing, but marrying somebody who doesn't believe the Bible, that'll definitely cause contention. So, and I've been growing and reading the Bible. I'm on my 22nd time through, I think. And I'm still learning the Bible, and that's it.
Amen.